Some experts are worried that bright flashing electronic signs distract drivers and lead to crashes. The Federal Highway Administration is conducting a study on billboard safety due in April of 2010. Pinellas County administrators have requested a 12-month moratorium on any new electronic signage until more is understood about risk levels. At today's meeting, Commissioner Nancy Bostock objected to including signs at small businesses.
Prior to our last meeting, every time we had discussed this, we talked about the billboards. And then at the last meeting, all of a sudden, it was the on-site signs too. And not that we do need to look at those and how we're going to permit those in the future, but the moratorium on those, I think, seemed to come out of nowhere, at least from where I sit. And we gave no notice to our business community, and I'm concerned that this could put a big burden on some of our local businesses.
Commissioner Susan Latvala is also concerned about harming small businesses in the community.
I am very concerned about the cost to a business of not getting their sign. A new business then has no way to advertise that they're open. A changing business, a new partner joins a firm or a dental or a medical office, adds a new name to their marquee, gets a new sign. We're inhibiting their ability to do their business successfully, and that's my concern.
Electronic billboards are also an issue in other municipalities. Last month, Tampa settled a long-standing dispute with CBS and Clear Channel. Todd Pressman represents Clear Channel.
That the county is moving forward with a significant and severe act as a moratorium. We understand why you're doing it, but it's a disappointment. From our perspective, it's sort of like asking your mom to play and then she grounds you for a year. Clear Channel was one that came forward and said, let's hold off on permits ourselves voluntarily while you're looking through this issue. Clear Channel also was one that came forward and said, let's do accelerated takedowns. So, unfortunately, that led to a lot of events and a lot of thoughts and concerns. And again, we understand the county's position, but it is disappointing.
Commissioner Ken Welch is confident that the scope issues can be worked out and that small businesses will be taken care of.
I think we need to get data on what the safety impacts are. And when we first started talking, it was the big digital billboards that are very appealing to the eye. And I believe in some cases poses a safety hazard. I don't think anyone else has thought about, you know, the on-site signs, especially the ones that are not, you know, permanent. So I think we've got time to get the policy right, focus on the safety issues, which is our original intent. And I think if we can expedite it, that's fine. I think a year is reasonable. But in this case, we're trying to catch up with the technology that's emerged, and I do think it's primarily a safety issue that that we're compelled to deal with. So I'm supportive of this this proposal to move forward on it.
The signage ordinance will be discussed again at the December 15th Pinellas County Commission meeting. For WMNF News, this is Mark Anderson in Clearwater.